Single sisters. Announcement now. 歌第八首 Let's sing another hymn 8 on page 8 惊人恩典 Amazing Grace Decent brothers. just a word of prayer. 我们就祷告。主啊，我们今天能坐在这里，就证明你的恩典何等的极其。所以我们从深处要唱说，奇哉恩典，是这个恩典拯救了我们，也是这个恩典召聚我们，也是恩典让我们能坐在你的脚前。主，我们承认在我们这一边一无所有，我们实在配蒙你的恩典，但是我们竟然是蒙恩的人，我们曾是罪人，然而蒙了怜悯。你不只要拯救我们，而且你把我们带到八次的合场上，你再一次把你的丰富向我们倾倒。所以我们的主，为着你这次这样召聚我们，我们感谢你，我们仰望你。但愿今天主，当我们聚集在面前的时候，主只从你的仆人身里得着许多的麦穗，但我们仰望你这位波阿斯亲自把那个厚大的麦穗递给我们。但愿我们坐在你脚前听你话语的时候，我们不只从你的仆人手中接过你所为我们预备的，把但愿我们真是从你面前接过你为我们所预备的。所以把这一刻交在你手中，我们求你用血思维划定界限，我们也求你安静我们的心。我们承认我们能这样聚集乃是你的怜悯，我们能这样听你话乃是你的恩典。主，需要你的恩典，让我们来受你的恩典。所以这个时候我们仰望你，恩典安静我们心，主预备我们的心，好让你的话能落在好处里。主，我们说我们都在这里，你对我们说话，我们都在这里静听。主，但愿说你心头的话，说你所要说的话。主，但愿一切都照着你自己旨意，听我们的祷告，把荣耀爱戴都归给你，愿你的祝福归给我们。靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
在我还没有开始之前
，Before all this shares, what is in your heart?
我想我还要补充几句我们兄弟报告。
I rather would like to supplement a few of the announcements.
我们这个晨祷和分组的交通那个地点是完全合一了。
The devotional time, the prayer time in the morning, the fellowship time, now we combine those two.Locations together.
就是说，如果你在祷告的时候，是一的话，那么你就在一这个地方。
Your prayer group is one, then your fellowship is also one.
如果你抽到的那个签呢是一，那么你也是到那个一的地方。
And if the number you pick is one, must go to group one.
是这两个这个地点这个。相同的。
Now the prayer time and the fellowship time, you have the same location.
不过呢，在早晨祷告的分组是根据语言的。
But the prayer time in the morning, we grouped you according to the language you accustomed.
所以与你抽的签的那号是没有这个关系。
And so the devotional time, the number does not apply to the prayer time.
不过呢，地点。就是与你的座位就是合一的。
But the seat assignment and the location is the same.
那么这个你抽的签是为着你这个分组的。
The number you pick is for the sectional fellowship and prayer. A fellowship.
这个不单是为着你这个分组的交通。
It's not just for the fellowship time.
也会做你的午餐和你的晚餐。
It's also for your lunch time. It's for your evening meal.
所以你午餐晚餐的时候，你就根据你所签的抽的那个号码到那个桌子上去。
And so for lunch and for evening meal, you must go to that group, the number that you have picked.
所以你们这一组就可以有很多的交通。
And so that group that you belong to, you can have fellowship throughout the day.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹这一点我们能清楚。
I hope we are all clear about this.
这个分组和这个分组交通和分祷告的那个地点都是固定的。
The location for prayer time and the location for fellowship time is the same.
但是呢，这个诚恳的那个分组啊，和 这个交通的分组的方法是不同的。
But the method of dividing into prayer groups and fellowship groups is different.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹在这一方面，我们大家能注意一下。
I have to clear about this matter.
还有一点要报告是，我们下午三点半钟有新年的聚会。
And on this afternoon 3:30 we have a meeting for the youth.
虽然这是新年的聚会。但是呢，我们也欢迎所有新的或者青年的人都来参加。
Even though it's called a youth meeting or a young people meeting, but all those who feel youthful and young, you're all welcome.
如果你觉得太老了，那么请你在房间里休息。
If you feel you are too old, you can rest in your room.
否则的话，我们还盼望在这里看见你。
Well, we welcome you all to attend this afternoon meeting.
所以我们盼望弟兄在，就是集中我们的这个。整个的人在这一次聚会的。
So let's allow ourselves to concentrate, listen to what the Lord will say to us to come.
那么晚上的聚会是七点钟。
Evening ministry will be 7:30.
盼望弟兄姊妹也都能如此来。
And we should be in this auditorium on time.
请我们看几处圣经。
Let's look into a few portion of scripture.
从埃及记
Book of Exodus Book of Exodus
八章
Chapter 8
第一节
Verse 1
埃及记第八章第一节
Book of Exodus Chapter 8 Verse 1
耶和华吩咐摩西说你进去见法老对他说耶和华这样说容我的百姓去好
And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
我们再看约书亚记第二十四章
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter
24. 第十五节最后的那一句
The last phrase of verse 15.
约书亚记二十四章十五节末后一句。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, the very last phrase.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们再看罗马第十二章。
And let's turn to Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第一。
Romans 12.Verse
1. 所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is reasonable service.
请我们低头。
Let's bow our heads.
主，我们在这个时候都在你的面前。我们求求你自己借着你的话和借着你的圣灵向我们说话。
Amen.
主啊，但愿你的话在我们的里面不光是知识，你的话在我们里面实在是灵，是生命。
Amen.
主啊，我们求你用你的话向我们存在，
yes.
我们也求用你的话来吸引我。
Amen.
主啊，叫我们在你的话语的面前都能服服，
Amen.
能顺服。我们恭敬把这个时间交在你的手中，
Amen.
愿你得着荣耀，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
我们这一次在这里聚会。主题乃是生灵与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
生命是神的恩赐。
Life is a gift from God.
生命是神哪里来的？
Life comes from God.
是神赐给我们所有信靠他的人。
God gives to all those who believe in Him.
神是生命的源头。
God is the source of life.
如果没有神的话，就没有生命。
There's no God, there's no life.
侍奉是神的特权。
Service is God's prerogative.
神应当得着我们侍奉。
God must receive our service.
因为唯有我们的神乃是配这座侍奉的神。
Because our God is worthy of our service.
生命是侍奉的基础。
Life is the foundation for service.
侍奉是生命的发表。
Service is an expression of life.
所以我们看见生命与侍奉是不能分开。
So here we see life and service are not separable.
侍奉必须出于生命。
Service must be the outflow of life.
生命必定会产生侍奉。
Life will produce service.
我的蓝弟兄他在晚上特别是重在生命这一方面。
Our brother Lambert will dwell on the life aspect.
主若愿意的话，我在早晨特别要交通与侍奉的方面。
And our brother will share on the aspect service.
但是盼望弟兄姊妹记得，生命与侍奉不是两件事。
So just remember, life and service are not two separate things.
你没有办法把两件把它分开。
You cannot separate those two things.
必须要把两件放在一起才是完全。
You must put those two things together.
我们谈到侍奉这一件事情
We talk about service,
我们必须要从创世来开始
We must begin with creation.
当我们看到创世纪的时候
When we look into the book of Genesis,
我们见神他就照着他自己形象来造人
And God created man according to his image.
在神所有的创造里面
In all God's creation,
没有其他的造物是照着神自己的形象而造的。
There are no other creature that he created in his image.
就是天使的哦。
Even the angels.
也不是照着神自己的形象造的。
The angels were not created in God's image.
只有我们这些的人，神造我们之后。
Even, it's when man God created man.
他是照着他自己的形象而造。
He created us in His image.
为什么神照着他自己形象来造我们人呢
？Why He created us in His image?
因为神要把他自己的生命要放在我们的里面。
But God wants to deposit His life into us.
神所创造的万有
，God created all things,
能彰显神的神性和他的大能。
They manifest his character and his power.
彰显他的这个神性 divinity 神性和大能
They manifest his divinity and his power.
但是呢，只有人能接受神的生命。
But only man can receive God's life.
只有人能与神在生命上能发生直接的关系。
Only man in God there can have a relationship.
所以我们看见说我们人是在神的基督
So and we are indeed the passive work of God.
我们是照着他的形象造
We created in his image.
为着要得着他的生命
And we are created to receive to contain his life.
有了他的生命之后
Once we have his life,
就从那个生命里面能产生那个侍奉这件事情
And out of life will have the service.
当神把人照他形象创造了后
When God created man according to his image,
神就祝福所造的人
And God blessed the man he created.
神就叫人能管理他所造的天上的飞鸟地上的走兽和水里的鱼类
And God give man dominion over the fowls of the air and all the creeping things on earth.
神把这些的管理权柄交给人
God entrusted man all thisHow to manage for him.
我们要记得说，神把这个权柄给人，并不是叫人，就高抬自己了。
When God gives man authority, that doesn't mean man can boast of himself.
并不是说人要权柄啊，就能把这些的东西占为自己的产业了。
Doesn't mean that once we are given authority, we can possess all these things for ourselves.
神把这些的东西交在人手里
When God entrusted with all these things,
乃是要人来替神来当代管
He want us to manage these things for him.
所以权柄乃是替神代管
And so authority means managing for God.
你是照着神的心意来替神做事。
And manage according to God's desire.
并不是说权柄来为着高抬我们的自己。
Authority not to uplifting ourselves.
神不但把这个权柄交给他所造的人。
God gave authority to the man he created.
借着他这些所授予的权柄，可以来服侍神的旨意。
Because he has received this authority, therefore he can serve him.
神也告诉人说，你要治理全地。
God said you must subdue all things.
在文中里头用治理这个字。
In Chinese we have this word subdue or 治理。
但是呢，在原文里头乃征服 subdue 征服。
In the origin subdue.
神要人啊来征服全地。
God wants man to subdue the earth.
那为什么需要征服呢？
Why it is need for us to subdue?
我们知道神有六天的功夫来修造这个大地。
We know God used 6 days to recover the earth.
叫这大地能成为可以居住的地方。
And so the earth could be a habitable place for man.
神就把人放在那个伊甸乐园的里面。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
我们认为说，那么现在什么都已经好了。
And we assume everything now is all perfect.
为什么神说你们征服全地呢？
Why would God ask to subdue the earth?
我们要记得，
we have to remember.
虽然就着神的这个修造来说，
as far as God's recovery work is concerned,
他已经把大地已经修造得可以居住了。
He has already repaired everything and now it's habitable.
但是就着神当初创造的那个目的来说，
as far as God's original thought for creation,
我们看见说这个被修造的大地他需要去征服的。
And this, even though it's a repair, but needs to be subdued.
因为修造部是物质方面的那个修造。
Repairing part is only the physical part.
但是那征服乃是那属灵的那方面。
But to subdue is something spiritual.
我们知道神创造天地万物的时候，
when God created all things,
都是在基督里面造。
He created all things in mind.
也都是为着主而造。
And they created for Christ.
在哥罗西第一章告诉我们说，
In Colossians we are told,
万有靠他而立，
all things were created all things subsist in him.
这里这个翻译上又有一点难处。
Now in translation we have some difficulty.
我们中文说万有靠他而立，
all things subsist in him.
在真正的意义里头说，万有都在他里面被凝合起来。
The origin means in him all things are integrated.
神说到所有的一切都是凝合为一。
All things God we are all integrated in Christ.
而这个凝合是在基督的里面。
And this integration is in Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们说，
So the scripture tells us,
有一天，
One day,
天上地下一所有的都要在基督里同归一。
Things in heaven and things on earth will be all summed up in Christ Jesus.
这个同归一就是在基督里面都要成为一。
This summing up is in Christ, all things become one.
基督乃是那个凝合的那个力量。
Christ is the power for that integration.
但是等到宇宙中间有了背叛的时候，
And when there is a rebellion took place in the universe,
我们知道天使长他背不了神。
The archangel rebelled against God.
所以这个万有啊都分化了。
And therefore the all things disintegrated.
不但这个大地啊被这个雷淹没了。
Not only the earth was covered by water.
不能居住了。
It's not habitable.
并且我们看见所有的造物都分化了。
All the living things are all dissolved.
因为他们没有在基督里合而为一。
Because they will not in Christ be one.
现在神把这个大地已经修复了。
And now God has repaired this earth.
但是还需要把这个万有都在基督里凝合一。
There is still a need to bring all things into Christ.
而这个工作神是托付给人做的。
And this work of integration God has entrusted to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见在神创造人的心上，
so we see when God created man,
这是一件非常大的事情。
It is a wonderful thing.
他造出他的形象，我们人。
He created us in his image.
他的目的就是把他的生命给我们。
His purpose is to give his life for us.
他把权柄给人。
He gives us authority.
叫人用这个权柄来侍奉神。
And we use his authority to serve him.
他要人来替他做事，来征服万有。
He wants us to manage things to him.
把万有都带到基督的里面去。
All things and bring all things to Christ.
不但于是这样。
Only this.
我们看见神对说，你还要在那里修理。
And God told man you must be cultivate.
这个伊甸园里面。
In the garden,
神种了很多树木。
God